Now, Saudi Arabia continues with its relentless airstrikes on the impoverished nation of Yemen, despite a UN-brokered ceasefire, that is. In the latest raid, Saudi jet fighters killed at least three people in Damar province. Earlier, they bombarded the provinces of Hajjah and Taiz. More than 7,300 people, mostly civilians, have been killed in Saudi Arabia's onslaught against Yemen since March. Yemeni negotiators accused the UN of failing to bind the opposing side to a sustainable ceasefire. Meanwhile, in retaliatory attacks, the Saudis' fresh attacks is staged as the UN-mediated peace talks is currently being continued in Switzerland. For which we are going, we're switching over to our colleague and correspondent, Homa Lezgi, in Switzerland. Homa, would you kindly fill us in on the latest situation there and the agreements to disagree, or essentially the disagreements there?
Yes, Jubin, hello. Now, I'll start by saying I'm standing just outside the venue of the talks in the village of Maglingen in the Swiss city of Biel. These negotiations have been ongoing, as you know, for 5 days now. Today is day five. Now, yesterday we had an important development because basically the national Yemeni delegation, meaning the Ansar Allah movement representatives as well as representatives from the National Congress Party, they actually offered a formal letter of protest to the UN special envoy here, concerning basically their opposition to the fact that ceasefire has not been holding, and the fact that they say the statement that Waleed Sheikh Ahmad presented earlier was not, they were not consulted on that statement concerning humanitarian assistance to Taiz. We know that last night, as a result of this complaint, there was another statement by the UN which said that the talks are now going to focus primarily on the issue of a ceasefire, a cessation of hostilities. Ansar Allah has made it clear that the other issues, including political transition, the release of prisoners, cannot be discussed unless there is a ceasefire in place. Right now, the breaking news that I'm just hearing in the past a few minutes, Jubin, and I'll be quick about it, is that it seems from the sources that we're hearing from, at least, that the delegation that's supported by Saudi Arabia, that's why it's called the Riyadh delegation, the delegation representing basically the former fugitive president Abd Rabbuh Mansour Hadi, has not agreed to the UN's call for a ceasefire, and says that at the situation now it's not possible to cease hostilities. And Ansar Allah has made it clear that if this doesn't happen, it can no longer go ahead with the negotiations. But we'll have to wait and see if these negotiations still can continue in spite of the major challenges.
Well, that was Homa Lezgi, our correspondent, joining us from Switzerland, giving us the latest on the status of talks there. But let me bring in an activist and a political commentator indeed, Hossein Al-Bukhaiti, joining us from London. Now, Mr. Al-Bukhaiti, it's good to have you on Top 5 here on Press TV. Now, what I'd like to put to you first off is that, in your opinion, at the moment, and given the situation that we just heard of, what is the biggest, if not the major obstacle on the way of achieving a ceasefire and cessation of hostilities in Yemen?
The Saudi forces and Saudi loyal forces on the ground are the main obstacle, because we know that forces loyal and backed by Saudi government and by former President Hadi has declared hours before the ceasefire, they declared that they have nothing to do with this ceasefire, and they are not concerned about it or any talks in Geneva. So this is why the fight has escalated in Yemen, as you mentioned before. And just let me remind you that in the previous ceasefire, the Saudi has used the UN ceasefire that happened in July to invade Aden and the southern province of Yemen. And it seems to be that this is the same cover for a new invasion, which they have targeted new areas in Al-Jawf and as well in Harad, northwest Yemen. And I think that the UN, because it hasn't condemned the previous violation of the ceasefire by the Saudi when they invaded Aden, they haven't done as well this time. So I think the UN is a part in this coalition and in this war against Yemen. Just yesterday, 22 civilians were killed north of Saada by a Saudi double tap strike. And just 3 hours ago, three people were killed and four were injured in my city, Damar, just 100 kilometers south of Sana'a. And we still hear the Saudi plane hovering over Yemen from the beginning of this so-called ceasefire. And I think for the Yemeni national delegate in Geneva, I think they must take a decision and leave this talk, because they went to this talk after an agreement with the UN through Wild Sheikh that there will be ceasefire while they are trying to find a solution to the war in Yemen.
Basically, Mr. Al-Bukhaiti, if the UN, the United Nations, the broader international community can't bring a solution here, then what else? Can we expect anything coming from the Arab League?
No, I mean, the Arab League, I mean, nothing gonna come with them, because they have taken side with the Saudi. And let's remind you of the attack, the Tushka attack, Tushka missile attack that happened on Marib a few months ago, that killed 68 United Arab Emirate troops in Marib. The Arab League has condemned that, and they called it a terrorist attack. I mean, can you imagine when you, as a Yemeni, targeted invader in your country, and then the Secretary General of the Arab League came and condemned this attack. They are all against Yemen, except some country. This war is profiting many countries like the U.S. And just it really sounds silly when the U.S. a few months ago has allocated about $80 million, as they say, to help Yemeni and to provide aid for Yemen. But in the other hand, they're going to sell to the Saudi a new so-called smart ammunition that cost $1.3 billion. And this shows you the amount of profit this war is making for the West, especially for weapons manufacturers like France, Britain, and the United States.
Well, that was Hossein Al-Bukhaiti joining us from Yemen.